praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will continue with the diseases of the hearts, and we are learning about lying as a disease of the heart. Today we will have, inshallah, the second class regarding lying, and the title of the class is Why Most People Lie. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about lying, and as we learned last week, the very important fact that to our right and left there are two watch guards taking notes of whatever we do or say, entering it in our record. Having this knowledge clear to every one of us, so we must be aware of every word we utter. That is to say, we must avoid lying, which is the opposite of the truth, a sin which we must avoid. Inshallah, today we will learn about the answer of the question why we Muslims lie, in spite of the fact that lying is prohibited in Islam. Number one, people lie to ensure advantage and profit. It is the most important reason for lying, the personal advantage and the profit. Especially in business, some people believe that lying is absolutely to make a profit. They represent their goods being more valuable than their real worth by lying about the correct price, measure, and amount. For example, if I want to sell a car, you know, I will present this car or represent this car, you know, with a price which is more than, you know, what it equals, so that I can have a lot of, you know, money when I sell this car. This is an example regarding the car, and this is going on regarding people whom they represent their goods in a more valuable than their real worth. In the Quran, Allah tells those engaged in business to behave justly and honestly. We will read now from Surah number 55, verse number 9, about the importance of being just and honest regarding our business. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم and observe the weight with equity and do not make the balance deficient.
Also in Surah number 83, we will read from verse 1 to verse 6 in order to learn about the importance of justice and honesty in business. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Oh, to those who give less in measure and weight, those who, when they have to receive by measure from man, demand full measure, and when they have to give by measure or weight to other men, give less than due. Do they not think they will be resurrected on a great day? The day when all mankind will stand before the Lord of the Alamin.
Okay. Actually, Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us that we must remember the day of resurrection, the day of reckoning, the day where we will be actually questioned by Allah about all our deeds, and Allah will question us about lying and about changing the measures. Actually, we must agree that it is the great care for the worldly benefit that make people to fall in sins easily. People forget completely about the day of judgment. People always forget the reality of the worldly life, which Allah clarified in many verses of the Quran. Let us read about the reality of the worldly life from Surah number 57, verse number 20, so that we always remember that worldly life is just deceiving enjoyment, and we must keep the good manners, and we must keep our hearts clean and good away from lying and hypocrisy, so that Allah will save us on the day of judgment. Now we will read about the reality of the worldly life from the Quran, Surah number 57, verse number 20. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Know that the life of this world is only prey and amusement, pomp and mutual boasting among you, and rivalry in respect of wealth and children. It is as the likeness of the vegetation after the rain. The zero of the growth is pleasing to the tillers. Afterwards, it dries up, and you see turning yellow. Then it becomes straw. But in the hereafter, there is a severe torment for the disbelievers, evildoers, and there is forgiveness from Allah and His good pleasure for the believers, good doers, and the life of this world is only the deceiving enjoyment.
So actually, remembering this fact about the worldly life must remind every one of us to try to be away from lying, which is a sin and which will be the reason for the punishment on the Day of Judgment. The second reason for the people to lie is that it is they always lie out of pride and arrogance. Satan, whose pride reveals itself in his clear disobedience and low morality, which Allah informed us about in the Quran, we will learn now from Surah number 7, verse from 11 to 13, about Satan and his pride and arrogance. Surah 7, number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, we will read from verse number 11 to verse number 17. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد خلقناكم ثم صورناكم ثم قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس لم يكن من الساجدين قال ما منعك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين قال فاهبط منها فما يكون لك أن تتكبر فيها فاخرج إنك من الصاغرين قال أنظرني إلى يوم يبعثون إنك من المنظرين قال فبما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And surely we created you, your father Adam, and then gave you shape, the noble shape of the human being. Then we told the angels, prostrate yourselves to Adam. And they prostrated themselves, except Iblis, Satan. He refused to be of those who prostrated themselves. Allah said, "What prevented you, O Iblis, that you did not prostrate yourself when I commanded you?" Iblis said, "I am better than him, Adam. You created me from fire, and him you created from clay." Allah said, "O Iblis, get down from this paradise. It is not for you to be arrogant here. Get out, for you are of those humiliated and then disgraced." Iblis said, "Allow me respite till the day they are raised up, i.e. the day of the resurrection." Allah said, "You are of those despited." Iblis said, "Because you have sent me astray, surely I will sit in wait against them, human beings, on your straight path. Then I will come to them from before them and behind them, from their right and from the left, and you will not find most of them as thankful ones, i.e. they will not be deedful to you."
Okay. Thank you. Actually, Allah is clarifying to us that Satan decided to guide people away from the true path, just as he himself had deviated from it. One of the sins to which pride drives people to is lying. So Satan is always trying to make lying easy for the people, so that they will sin, they will be sinners, and they will be away from the right path. This is his goal regarding the human being. Most of the people, they don't like to admit their mistakes.
Alaykum salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So actually, people try to lie to save their pride. Lying is more easy than admitting the mistakes, as lying protects people's pride.
Their reputation.
Yes. Mm. The third reason for lying is that people lie out of habit. A significant number of people are habitual liars, having acquired this habit from others while they were still children or teenagers. For example, yes, many young people lie about where they have been. When you ask your son where you have been, okay, he will tell you, "I was so and so," and Allah knows that he is not telling the truth. Also, people frequently lie when they are asked about their opinion. Instead of expressing their real ideas, they prefer to say what other people want to hear or to give an answer that will suit their personal benefits. What is the meaning of this? For example, when a sister will tell me, "Sister Mona, what do you think about my dress today?" Suppose her dress is not having a good color. If I tell her your dress is not nice, she will be very upset with me.
You don't want to hurt her feelings.
Yes, I don't want to hurt her feeling, and I want to keep our relation in the best shape. So I will tell her, "Your dress is excellent." I am a liar. This is a problem. Very tricky situation.
I will not ask you such a problem.
And if you don't tell her this, that your dress is nice, she will feel maybe that you are jealous.
Yeah.
You know, because you are not telling her that it is a nice one. If you keep silent, even if you keep silent, maybe you are jealous. So you must say it is an excellent dress, but you will be considered a liar in Islam.
Oh,
you see,
being nice is a liar too?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
you must try only to say the truth as you can, you know. And actually, people are not supposed to ask the others about their opinion regarding what is my dress. How do you think today I look better or not? What anyone is supposed to answer? You look very better, you look very young, you are excellent, you are wonderful. Four lies. You see? So actually, nowadays, this behavior is regarded as extremely natural. Okay? As people classify lies as harmless when they are told to protect their own interest. For instance, when a friend asks for a loan, many people who could provide the loan find ways to avoid doing it by lying, saying that their business is going badly. Their excess their excuse for this lie is that they are not sure they will get their money back. They lie as a reflex in every conversation. These are the people whom they have lying as a habit. The next reason for lying is to show off. There are countless examples of lies told by people who want to show off to others. Many people exaggerate the truth about their house, car, office, their children's success, their holiday, and their families. This showing off is always related to seeking the approval that they are the superior to all around them. Those people live in a state of constant stress and tension as they fear that their lies may be exposed. And actually, when you are away from your country and you are in a relation with people from different parts of the world, many people feel that now I can say whatever I want to say about my family, my prestige, you know, my qualifications, because none will be able to know the truth. You see? I will clarify to you now that Allah knows everything. If we are true believers in Allah, we will never exaggerate anything. The other reason, or the next reason for lying, is to avoid carrying out a difficult task. People often lie to avoid a difficult task or one that they simply don't want to do. Sometimes when you ask people for help before Allah's sake, instead of admitting that they are lazy or that they don't want to help, they will make a lot of excuses. I have a lot of work today. I will travel soon. I don't have time. My daughter is sick. My husband is around, okay? And actually, they always try to avoid carrying a difficult task or even any task for the sake of Allah. The next reason for lying is to avoid saying, "I don't know." Some people, out of their high self-esteem and belief in their own superiority, try to prove to those around them that they know everything. They want to show their knowledge on every subject. They will usually provide an answer even if they know nothing about the subject being discussed. Admitting their lack of knowledge is difficult and they just cannot bring themselves to say, "I don't know, I have no information about that." In Islam, we are recommended to say, "I don't know," so long I don't have the correct knowledge. And actually, you know, this is actually to say "I don't know" is actually gives the spirit a lot of relief. If you have a sincere spirit, you cannot say, you know, any wrong information, or you cannot send any wrong message because you are ignorant. Okay, if I don't know, simply I will say "I don't know." You know, and actually in Islam we are recommended. If you ask me, for example, now, "Sister Mona, suppose in Ramadan I have so and so problem, I am supposed to fast or not to fast?" If I am not sure, I will tell you, "Sister Zainab, in reality, I don't know. I don't have, you know, the information about that problem. You can go to the imam. He has more knowledge than me, and you can ask him." Okay, now I saved myself from being a liar. Okay, but most of the people, you know, they want to show that they have the knowledge about everything. The next reason for lying is that when people exaggerate experienced or witnessed events. What is the meaning of this? Some people exaggerate events and describe things that have not seen as though they had witnessed them. For example, I will tell you, you know, Zainab and Daniel, yesterday there was a very big accident in front of Al-Mida Masjid. It was so big. There were a lot of people. Many cars were broken. Then you ask me, "Sister Mona, did you witness the accident?" I tell you, "No, I didn't." I was just driving my car very quickly. I just have one look. But this is my evaluation. It was very big. A lot of cars. While some do so in order to entertain those around them, others may have made it habit. Without even thinking about why they are doing it, they describe every event differently from the way it happened. They add details and exaggerate it. For example, when a car injures somebody slightly, those liars describe it as an accident that causes a major disaster. When they see a big house, they describe it as being 3 or 4 times as it really is. When you tell me, Sister Mona, your house, for example, is big, I tell you my house is like a mansion. Then if you come and visit me, you will find me having 2 bedrooms, you know. Then you tell me, Sister Mona, this is the mansion. I tell you, yes, yes, in my eyes. You see, such exaggeration causes others to discount their words. When people want to obtain opinions on any subject, they go only to those who provide accurate information. Even if such exaggerations are meant to entertain people or as a joke, such behavior is not accepted in Islam. Those who make such jokes should tell the audience right away or even at the same time that they were only telling jokes. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, I make jokes, but I say only the truth. Even when we joke, we must say the truth. The next reason for people to lie is promising something that the liars knows cannot be performed. What is the meaning of this? For example, if Zainab asks me, Sister Mona, can you give me this phone for 3 days? Okay? I know and I have the intention not to give you that phone. Okay? But I don't want to tell you the truth. You will be upset with me. So I will give you a promise. Zainab, inshallah, at the end of the class, remind me to give you the phone. But my intention is that I will never give it to you. Because I feel that, you know, this promise is difficult for me. But I cannot tell the truth. Okay, so I will just tell you, okay, I will have the intention not to fulfill my promise. Okay? But I will not say the truth. Then at the end of the class, when you tell me, Sister Mona, can you give me the phone? Oh, Zainab, I have to leave within 2 minutes. Next time, salamu alaikum, take care. Okay? You see, this is the problem. If a person makes a promise, knowing that he will never attempt to fulfill it, then he is a liar. As Prophet Muhammad commanded us to fulfill our promises, we will read from Surah number 16, verse number 91, regarding fulfilling the promises. الله الرحمن الرحيم وأوفوا بعهد الله إذا عاهدتم ولا تنقضوا الأيمان بعد توكيدها وقد جعلتم الله عليكم كفيلا إن الله يعلم ما تفعلون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And fulfill the covenant of Allah, the pledge for Islam, when you have covenanted, and break not the oaths after you have confirmed them, and indeed you have appointed Allah your surety. Verily, Allah knows what you do.
The next reason for people to lie is that to win an argument. We will read now from Surah number 18, verse number 54, about argument and winning the argument. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن للناس من كل مثل وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا.
And indeed, we have put forth every kind of example in this Quran for mankind, but man is ever more quarrelsome than anything.
Allah the Almighty is mentioning in this verse of the Quran that man is ever more argumentative than anything else. When few people come together, usually they compete compete. King claims about particular subject. They put forward different ideas and try to make each other accept these ideas. Most people resort to lying in order to come out on top. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this, sister, suppose I am now discussing with Zainab about business, how business is going on. You know, there are no jobs. People are, not in a good shape regarding the jobs. But it is not my, it is not the area or the subject which I have a lot of knowledge. Zainab has more knowledge than me. But when we argue, I will try my best to show that, you know, I can win the argument with Zainab. How I can win the argument with Zainab if I don't have the knowledge? By lying. You know, I will start to lie. I will tell you that yesterday I read in Houston Chronicle so and so, news. So, Zainab, do you know more than Houston Chronicle? No, you don't know more than Houston Chronicle. So I know more than you, so I win the argument. And I am a liar. No problem. I am a liar, no problem, but I win the argument. This is excellent. You see, the next reason for people to lie is that they lie out of fear of other people. People always lie when they have fear of others. For example, a child who breaks a vase lies because he is afraid of his mother. A wife who doesn't cook or clean the house lies and says to her husband when he comes home, she was very sick. Because she is afraid, you know, that he will make a very big fight with her. A secretary who mixes up files in the office is afraid of her boss and lies to protect herself. Okay, so actually, sisters, it is clear that there are many reasons for lying, but as believers in the oneness of Allah, we must remember, as we learned in the previous class, that Allah is with every one of us. Allah can hear all our words and Allah can listen to all our conversations. So we are supposed to care for Allah and not to care for the people. Now we will learn a very important fact related to that liars deceive themselves. Okay? So, how liars deceive themselves? Number one, they deceive themselves because they claim to lie with good intention. What is the meaning of this? A large portion of liars believe that they have no evil in mind, but they are lying to defend themselves or to comfort another person. For example, as I mentioned, when a friend will ask me about her dress, I don't have any evil intention when I tell her, you look excellent today, in spite of the fact she looks terrible. Okay? Yes. Some people say that they lie because they are afraid of losing the love and the trust of those close to them. Such people try to persuade themselves and those around them that such lies are harmless, since they have good intentions. According to Islam, those liars are sinners, in spite of their good intentions. As lying is a sin which leads to evil, and evil leads to hellfire, according to the hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So the question will be, what is the solution? When a friend will ask me, what do you think of my clothes or of my dress or, you know, of my hairstyle? Okay, and hairstyle is terrible. Okay, how can I answer her without hurting her feelings? Okay, actually, according to Islam, I am supposed to tell her, you know, number one, you can deviate the subject. Okay, this is, I think, the most easy way. If she will ask me, for example, what do you think of my hairstyle or my dress, I will tell her, just a minute, can you tell me about my dress first? Because I feel that my dress is not good today. Okay, I can try today, or I can tell her, you know, today I'm not in a good shape, you know, to answer this question, but without lying, because one lie can lead to a chain of lies. You know, I want to escape one lie, then
how many more
I will try to escape. But, you know, let us actually learn not to ask those whom they are around us about this specific question, so that we will not push them to lie. Okay? But we must learn that there is no lying with good intention. Okay? This is how we must appreciate lying. Lying is a sin, and there is no good intention with a sin, so we are not supposed to deceive ourselves by believing that I can lie so long I have a good intention. Regarding deceiving themselves, the liars, those who claim that their lies are minor. Okay? Most of the liars try to deceive themselves by believing that their lies are minor. That is to say, related to minor issues, that is to say, harmless. For example, when a woman lies regarding her age, okay, suppose someone will come and ask me, one sister especially, okay, whom I don't like her much. Okay, she will tell me, Sister Mona, how old are you? Okay, it will be very difficult to me to tell her my real age. Okay, so at that point I am supposed, you know, either to escape the question, but actually there are some people whom they insist to know the answer, you know. So at that time, many people, you know, they lie because, you know, they don't want to say their real age, and also they consider these lies are minor. Okay, and this is something private related to me. I can lie regarding my age. I am not harming any human being. But this is wrong. This is lying. Also, suppose someone comes and asks you, what is the salary of your husband? Okay, so, you know, there are two options. You don't want to say your salary. Either it is too big or it is too small. Okay? So again, you know, sisters, we are not supposed to lie, you know, and believe that my lie is a minor one, because in Islam there is no minor or major lies. Islam prohibits lying, as again it is the way to evil and it is a certain way. Okay, so again, what is the how we can solve this problem regarding people whom they are asking us silly and private questions? You know, actually, when someone will ask you a question like this, how old are you, how much is your salary, you know, your answer, I think, will be up to your relation with that person. Okay, if that person is someone who has good intention, okay, and very close to you, you can tell her, you know, these issues are not important. Whether I'm 30, 40, 50, 20, no problem. Okay, the most important is my feeling. You know, you can answer her in a nice way without lying. Okay, if she asks you also how much is the salary of your husband, you can tell her, we always accept what Allah is giving us. You know, we are not looking for the amount of money, we are looking for Allah's mercy. You can try to answer her in a nice way indirectly. But if she is a mean person, okay, asking this question to put you in trouble, you can tell her, in Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, if you are a true Muslim, okay, don't try to ask private questions. And I think, my friend, you are a good Muslim. So, you know, let us forget about these questions. Okay? But don't lie. You know, when you have the intention not to lie, inshallah, you will learn how to answer these silly questions. Okay? And you will save yourself. And by time, you will have answer for every silly question. Okay? Because they have the experience with those people. Also, you know, some of the liars, they deceive themselves, claiming that lying is necessary to defend oneself against other people. Liars, they think only about their images in the eyes of other people, which they try to keep in the best shape, even if they have to say lies, forgetting completely that only Allah is the one to whom we must try to have the good images, as Allah is the one who has all the power and the will. Actually, again, sister, do you know, all the time when you remember that Allah is the only one whom I care for, okay, try regarding yourself never to deceive yourself. Lying is a sin, and I will never lie. Whether it is minor, whether it is major, whether it is with good intention, whether to defend myself in front of other people and to prevent them from attacking me. Suppose a sister will come and ask me, Sister Mona, you were a pediatrician. Why you are not working now? Maybe you were not a successful pediatrician. What was going on with you? I can't imagine that you were a pediatrician. So what I am supposed to answer this sister? I can tell her I was the best pediatrician in the world, you know, but I choose to stay at home. Okay, or I can tell her that, you know, in America, you know, my qualifications are not the ones, you know, to help me or to make me to work in America. I cannot work in America. My qualifications are not accepted in America. Okay, I can answer this question, okay, to someone whom I care for and her intention is good with me. But if I feel that she is just asking me this question to put me in trouble, I will tell her, sister, you know, I am not working as a pediatrician because I hate money. Yes, I hate money. I will give her hard time. If she's giving me hard time, I can give her hard time. You know, but to tell you the truth, as a believer, I don't like this attitude. You know, I don't like it. Basically, you know, I like to communicate with those whom I love and I have a good relation with. If there are people whom they don't like me, I prefer to have a distance with them. Okay, not to communicate with them and then to lie for their sake. Yeah. You get my point? So
those are really not your friends if you have to lie to them.
Yes, this is the issue. I agree with you. This is a very important rule. As friends, we are not supposed to lie, you know, with each other. Also, regarding those liars whom they deceive themselves, there are many liars whom they deceive themselves when they believe that they will be excused if they tell a lie, and then they repent. Okay, so all the time, I will tell a lie, then I will repent. I will tell a lie, then I will repent. Okay, this is a deceiving, you know, action. Why? Because when you tell a lie, okay, this means that you have the intention, okay, to deceive, okay? And Allah accepts, you know, the repentance from someone who is not planning to repeat and repeat and repeat. Repentance means to stop the wrong action. But I am not supposed to plan that when Zainab will ask me a question, I will lie and then I will repent. Then when Daniel will ask me a question, I will lie, then I will repent. This is not repentance. Repentance means to stop the action. So those whom they lie with the belief that they can be excused with every lie, it is followed by a repentance. This is the real deceiving. Okay? Actually, we will read now from Surah number 4, verse number 17 and 18, to learn about, you know, this lying, or to learn about repentance and repeating the sins. الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah accepts only the repentance of those who do evil in ignorance. and foolishness, and repent soon afterwards. It is they whom Allah will forgive, and Allah is ever all-knower, all-wise. And of no effect is the repentance of those who continue to do evil deeds until death faces one of them, and he says, "Now I repent." Nor of those who die while they are disbelievers. For them we have prepared a painful torment.
So actually, Allah is clarifying to us in verse number 18, surah number 4, that it is of no effect the repentance of those who continue to do evil deeds until death faces them. What is the meaning of this? I will keep on lying and repentance until one day I will lie, then I will die before the repentance, because nobody knows when he or she will die. Okay, so actually we must not deceive ourselves by having this belief, I can lie and repent. If you want to repent to Allah, you must stop lying completely. Now we will learn about how to avoid lying. Actually, sister, the most important way and the most strong way to stop lying is the belief that Allah hears and knows all our sayings, deeds and intention. The belief that we have actually two watch guards taking notes of whatever we do or say, entering all our sayings and deeds in our record. As we clarified last week, every one of us is having two angels, one on the right side and one on the left side. And actually, those are the two angels to whom we send assalamu alaikum at the end of the prayers. Okay, yes, when we finish our prayers, at the end of our prayers, we always say, we look to the right, to our right shoulder and say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and then we look to our left shoulder and say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We are sending this salam to the two angels whom they are actually the two watch guards. Okay, and they are actually taking notes of whatever we do and say. Okay, and they are entering it in our record, which will be evaluated by Allah on the Day of Judgment. So whenever you finish your prayers and you say assalamu alaikum on the right side wa rahmatullah, and to the left side, you must remind yourself, myself, I have two watch guards with me. They are with me all the time. Don't forget them. Try not to lie, because after 3 hours I will meet them again. Now suppose I am in Dhuhr prayer, in Asr prayer, I will meet them again. I hope that during these 3 hours, they didn't write in my record any lies, okay, or any sins, or any bad deeds. Whenever we try to remember and to remind ourselves that we have these two watch guards with us all the time taking the notes, we will be gradually trying to be aware of every saying and every deed. And gradually you will be away from whatever Allah prohibited. Okay, you will be all the time either to having two options, either to keep silent or to say a good word. Why? Because all the time I remember those two watch guards whom they are writing maybe against me all the time. I will be a loser at the end of the day when I will pray Aisha prayer and I will say assalamu alaikum to the right side, assalamu alaikum to the left side. Then I will remember that during the day I said a lot of lies today and my record was too bad today. What can I do? So remembering these two watch guards at the end of every prayer will help every one of us to remember to be away from lying. Number 3 regarding how to avoid lying is to have good companions. Truthful sisters who fear Allah, obey Allah, and have good hearts. Sisters who remind you regarding the good manners and values. Sisters who are sincere and truthful. This companionship is very essential for everyone to help and support regarding following the right path, especially as most of the people are very busy nowadays with their materialistic benefits. And actually, this is very important. If you are living with people whom they are, the most important for them is the materialistic benefits, as we clarified at the beginning of the class, you will notice that most of the people are habitual liars. Okay? And when you ask them why, they will give you the reasons which we just mentioned. To protect ourselves out of pride, to have good relations with everyone, not to lose any benefit, you know. But when you actually have the intention that, oh Allah, I don't want to lie, but I cannot be a good human being alone in this earth. I need others to help me and support me. So I will try all the time to be close to those whom they remind me of the good manners all the time. Okay, this is very important actually in our life, because we are human beings and we are weak. And Satan is all the time whispering to us, okay, lie, lie, it is more easy. Okay, but when I noticed that Zainab never lies, Daniel was asked a very difficult question and she didn't lie, so I will tell to myself, Mona, you are not less than them regarding the belief in the oneness of Allah. Mona, never to lie. Try to be like your other sisters. So having the good companions and the good sister always close to you actually is a very important factor to keep the good manners and the good values. Now, sisters, and also reasons to avoid lying is to learn about the punishment of liars. Now we will learn from the Quran about the severe punishment of liars, so that inshallah we will always remember this punishment, and this will always remind us to forget about lying inshallah. Number one regarding the punishment of liars is that Allah will not guide the liars. We will read from Surah number 39, verse number 61. The curse of Allah is the punishment of the liars. We will read from Surah number 3, verse number 61. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن حاجك فيه من بعد ما جاءك من العلم فقل تعالوا ندعو أبناءنا وأبناءكم ونساءنا ونساءكم وأنفسنا وأنفسكم ثم نبتهل فنجعل لعنة الله على الكاذبين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Then whoever disputes with you concerning him is Jesus, after all this knowledge that has come to you, i.e. Easter, Jesus being a slave of Allah and having no share in divinity. Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, come, let us call our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves. Then we pray and invoke sincerely the curse of Allah upon those who lie.
So actually, sisters, again, it is the curse of Allah which is sent upon those who lie. And I think none of us is looking for Allah's curse. So let us always remember this fact. The curse of Allah is on the liars, and we always call on Allah not to send his curse on us. We are looking for Allah's mercy, so let us forget about lying so that we avoid the curse of Allah. Regarding the punishment of liars, they will have severe punishment as on the Day of Judgment, as it is mentioned in Surah number 2, verse number 10. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In their heart is a disease of doubt and hypocrisy, and Allah has increased their disease. A painful torment is theirs because they used to tell lies.
Also regarding the severe punishment of the liars, we will read from Surah number 96. We will read all the surah. الله الرحمن الرحيم with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم all the surah. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى إن إلى ربك الرجعى أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى أرأيت إن كذب وتولى ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى كلا لئن لم ينتهي لنسفعا بالناصية ناصية كاذبة خاطئة فليدع ناديه سندع الزبانية كلا لا تطعه وتجد واقترب. This verse is related to the revelation of the Quran, and also Allah is mentioning about the two different kinds of people. So let us read it and learn its meaning related to lying.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Read, in the name of your Lord who has created all that exists. He has created a man from a clot, a piece of thick, corrugated bread. Read, and your Lord is the most gracious, who has taught the writing by the pen. He has taught man that which he knew not. Nay, verily, man does transgress in the disbelief and evil deed, because he considers himself self-sufficient. Surely unto your Lord is the return. Have you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, seen him, i.e. Abu Jahl, who prevents Asrev, Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he prays? Tell me if he, Muhammad, peace upon him, is under guidance of Allah, or enjoins piety? Tell me if he, Abu Jahl, denies the truth, i.e. this Quran, and turn away? Knows he not that Allah does see what he does? Nay, if he, Abu Jahl, sees not, we will catch him by the forelock, a lying sinful forelock. Then let him call upon his counsel of the helpers. We will call out the guides of hell to deal with him. Nay, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, do not obey him, Abu Jahl. Fall prostrate and draw near to Allah.
Actually, in this verse of the Quran, Allah is giving us an example of Abu Jahl, who was a liar regarding the Quran and the message of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Allah is clarifying about his severe punishment to Abu Jahl, so that every one of us will remember this severe punishment and every one of us will try to avoid lying. Also, sister, regarding lying, we must know that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said the signs of hypocrisy are three, and one of them is that when the hypocrite speaks, he lies. Okay, so lying is one of the signs of hypocrisy. And hypocrisy has a very severe punishment in Islam. In order to have the proof that lying is a sign of hypocrisy, we will read from Surah number 9, verse number 77, so that we will be always aware that if we keep on lying, we will be hypocrites by time. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأعقب سورة نمبر 9 verse number 77 فأعقبهم نفاقا في قلوبهم إلى يوم يلقونه بما أخلفوا الله ما وعدوه وبما كانوا يكذبون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So he punished them by putting hypocrisy into their hearts till the day whereon they shall meet him, because they broke that covenant with Allah, which they had promised to him, and because they used to tell lies.
So actually, this is the punishment of Allah to the liars, is that Allah will put hypocrisy in their hearts till the day of resurrection. Now we will learn about the punishment of hypocrisy from the same surah, surah number 9, verse number 68, so that we always try to avoid lying, because lying is the way to hypocrisy, and hypocrisy is the way to the severe punishment. Surah number 9, verse number 68. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعد الله المنافقين والمنافقات والكفار نار جهنم خالدين فيها هي حسبهم ولعنهم الله ولهم عذاب مقيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah has promised the hypocrites, men and women, and the disbelievers, the fire of hell. Therein shall they abide. It will suffice them. Allah has cursed them, and for them is a lasting torment.
So actually, it is a very severe punishment for the hypocrites, men and women, and actually it is the hell fire where they shall abide, and Allah is cursing them also. All of this punishment is prepared for those whom they have hypocrisy in their hearts, and lying is the way to hypocrisy. So let us try by all the means to avoid lying. In conclusion, sisters, liars will have severe punishment in the hereafter. It is not only the curse of Allah and the blacking of their faces, but it is also the hellfire, which will be the eternal punishment for them. So there will be a question. If there is any way to escape this punishment, some liars will ask, with this severe punishment, there is no way to escape. Actually, the answer is from Surah number 75, verse number 14 and 15. From verse